I was listening to a recent shiur from Rabbi Yaakov Hillel. He is from the Rosh Yeshivas of the Shar Shemayim. It's a Kabbalah yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. He's the real deal. He has an excellent English book called Faith and Folly, which he basically exposes the charlatans, but he's the real deal. So when you talk, you know, what's how the old commercial goes, when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen? You remember that? When Rabbi Yaakov Hillel talks, I listen. So he was talking about the danger of machlokas and how terrible it is. And he said something I wasn't aware of. He says that the Arizal died at the age of 38, but it was due to a machlokas, something between his two Talmidim. So I never heard that before. I wasn't aware of it, but I'm going to look into it. So I wanted just to learn a piece about the Arizal. Not specifically him, but one of his teachings. His Arizal gila eitzen nifla ma'od shalifne kol tefila. So the Arizal revealed secrets, deep ideas to think about. Something about to be said before we start davening every morning. So it's appropriate for today. She'az me'orim kitrugim, rabim olav. Time can person, accusations could happen on a person. Why? She'befrap imashehu atzmo gorm lekitrugim elu. Sometimes a person himself causes self incriminates himself. Ha'etzehi lekasher atzmo be'ahava lechol yehudim neklal Yisrael. So the way to get through this is to attach yourself to every Jew with love. By attaching yourself to every Jew, so by loving every Jew, you attach yourself to every Jew and to the good inside of them. So amazing. If this Jew is doing a tefillin, he writes tefillin, he's a sofer. I'm not a sofer, I don't know how to write, but he's getting mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. But I love this Jew. I love this sofer. I have such an ava towards him. So I'm not connected to him. And since he has the mitzvah, so explains Rabbi Yaakov Mesher, Rabbi Yaakov Shechter, that it's like, I get the mitzvah. V'zeh tikun nifla me'arizal HaKadosh. Hai, you know what it means? La'av kol Yehudi v'ashehu Yehudi. To love every Jew because they are a Jew. V'zkashus zu, this connection, v'kochel ha'chriya levatlis kol hara, kid be machriya. Well, Chesed Machri is like, you know, when you say like to tip the scales, right? Shetzruhu etzlo mikol hazmanim shlo nohag keshura. That this will rectify things when people were not doing, when they were acting on the level, so to speak. Lechein, and therefore, it's brought in Svarim. Amemra, Omer Biakiva, Vyahafl Recha, Kmocha Zekla, Godel B'Torah. So this is what reminded me that Rabbi Yaakov Hillel was speaking about this. It doesn't say this is a good idea, this is a Midas HaChasidus. This is a Chassidus Sheminhag. Zeklal Gadol B'Torah. This is it. Brings you Shalmi.
The Arizal was before the Chassidim, right?
Correct. Yeah. Well, when we say Chassidim, we're usually referring to like the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. But there was the Chassidi Ashkenaz, Yehuda Chassi, who lived in earlier, like a few hundred years before the Arizal. But the Arizal was in that world of Sisrei Torah. And that was very much, you know, Chassidus carved itself a niche within that Mahalach, and revealed even to a deeper level things that had begun to be revealed by the Arizal. But he lived chronologically. Yes, he lived before him. Kabbalah is an ancient wisdom. Chassidus was revealed only in the last few hundred years. Right? So he brings you Shalmi Nedarim. Ki ay deze ani mekayim es kol haTorah kulo. Bavada he teshuvah samishkal nos negid komash hasavti aide maisa haroim vazvez harogaim larik. Okay, so this is a way of correcting things that were time was spent inappropriately. V'yitachin, it could be shekasher ha'adam machnis belibo ava liyisudi sheyeshlo shmira seinayim. So now you think, I love this Jew, and this Jew who I'm loving attaching myself to, he's very careful what he looks at. Doesn't look at inappropriate things. So that becomes connected to me. Certainly, the person had to do tshuva for not watching, being careful what they looked at. Oh, he's dakech, but onshim chas v'shalom again. Punished, God forbid. The love that you have for this guy who does have shmiras einayim, harehu ki ilu rochash osa la'atzma. So you amass this wealth for yourself. Ki im ani oeves shmiras einayim shel zulas harehu nizkaf lizuchusi. because I love this Jew, and he has this character traits that means I'm connected to that in a certain way. Doesn't mean that, like, I now, just because I love him, now everything I did wrong becomes automatically corrected, but it definitely helps, and it makes a kesher. The etzma davar she'ovim es ha'tova ha'yadus she'hazul. He ba'atzma maila gedola v'nifla yeshbo. This is an amazing thing. Ki harei kol Yehudi hu b'chinas b'ni b'chori Yisrael. I mean, Pasuk can say in the Chumash Shmos. Umashlim es atzma b'malusav shel hasheni aidei ahavaso oso. So when I love this Jew, whatever my list that I was lacking in, that I'm connected to him. This reminds me of a teaching. It's a quote, I think, Nesiv Shalom brings in Parshas Devarim, I think, from the Noam Elimelech. And Noam Elimelech says there's a world in Shemayim called Kol Yisrael. And in that world of Kol Yisrael, there's no defects, there's no blemishes. So when a person says, I'm now about to daven in this mitzvah b'shem Kol Yisrael, means I'm going to attach myself to that place where there's no blemishes, where each person's milas cover over for the other person. Meaning like this. One person has an inyan with a temper. So that's not my inyan. So I'll cover for him. I don't have kas. So his kas should become affected by me. But my issue is gaiva. So somebody else who doesn't have an issue with gaiva, he'll cover for me. And someone else has an issue with taiva. So it goes around. Whatever person is lacking, then that place of kol yisrael where we attach it, there's no blemishes. We're all one koma shlema. Kama v'kama yehudim yesh lehem mizgabrim. Jews overcome the Yetzer and they daven three times a day. They daven in Zman. Certainly, that's some daven Vzikin. Kedas, Kedin, Ketziva. They daven correctly with a minion. They say the davening with kavana, and they say it very slowly, word by word. When a person loves these Jews who are davening with kavana, you really become attached with them, included with them. You're lacking anything. Right, okay, Rabbi Nachman has a Torah on this as well. It says, Omnam, Aide Shehum is Kasher El Hatov Shel Kol Yisrael. But when you connect to the good of every Jew, Nisrape Mumo, your blemish becomes healed, Ve'en Nechshav Lebal Mum, and you're no longer considered to be a Baal Mum. Tfilos Miskabelis Ke'echa Min HaShalemim, it's like one of these complete people. V'zeh Sod Maimer Rabbi Akiva, Avehaf Lubecha Kamocha, Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah. So the Klal Gadol to be Mekayim all of the Torah. Is to attach yourself through an ahava to every single Jew because they're a Jew. Kefi haklal shahu haya omer, and you know when it says in Pirkei Avos that this is what he used to say, it means like he just, it was like a pitgam. He said it like once or twice. That was the whole essence of who this person was. Shatanayim akedoshim harei omrim mimah shahaya ba'atzim. They said it on themselves. Yitochin shrebi kiva omer zois l'atzmo. He said this from himself because he was living with this reality. Rabbi Akiva was living with the reality of Avas Yisrael. Ki ha'arei, ad arbaim shana hay amharetz. We know this, right? This is a chizik. Rabbi Akiva was a complete amharetz for the first 40 years of his life. When Talmid used to hate Talmidei Chachamim. Ve'ayri ha'klal hazesh ha'after lecha k'mocha, zoch l'hashlim l'salos gam es ha'arbaim shtinim, halalu liyosam shleimus gedola niskava b'medregas Rabbi Akiva kasha'ar shnosa v'chol shnos chayav. Through Avas Yisrael, he was able to elevate those 40 years of his life where he was not connected to Torah and mitzvos. B'madrega kazu, Shemosh Rabbeinu Omar, Roish Nesat in Torah al Yodo. Gemara Menachos on Chav Tes tells us he saw a vision, Moshe Rabbeinu saw a vision of Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara is talking about the tagin on the top of the letters, and he saw Rabbi Akiva who's darshing halachos from all these things. He says, you have somebody like this, you should give the Torah through him. Wow. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu saw in Rabbi Akiva somebody who was Baal Tshuva, first 40 years of his life, didn't learn anything. Nevertheless, what a madriga he was at. He fixed all that. And he should give it. V'hu yodo sh'al yedei ha'avas Yisrael sh'kayim betachlis ha'shlemis nisachnu kol arbaim shenosov sh'avru b'choshech. So through his Avas Yisrael, Moshe saw in Rabbi Akiva, he fixed everything. Hafchul yos kasher shenosov ha'me'ir l'netzach. And they were shining. Vezehi Eitza Hamoila Becholzman, the Kol Shekim is Manenu. How much more nowadays applied to our generations? Shat Tzadiki Elyon Gedolim Ma'oid. Va'ayde Ava Through the love nichla gam bam legamri, we become attached to the tzaddikim of our generation, to the gedolim, and we love them. Ad shiyada shenishnu shenosav, completing our years, benasu kulam shavim latova. Right, by Sarah Imenu, right? It says that all of our years, 120 and 7, kulam shavim latova. Everything was considered to be good. So it's with us, by using this midah, this Eitzah from the Arizal, we could include ourselves in that. Harav HaKadosh Baal told us, maybe kama b'kama pami b'sifro, that told us, Yaakov Yosef, the early Chassidish Svarim, as a Chiddush Anal Shel Ha'ari HaKadosh, he brings this idea, Shirosh L'chol Dover L'fnei Tefil L'Kabal Atmo, as mitzvah shel v'yahat l'recha kamocha, that a person before davening should accept upon himself the mitzvah of loving every Jew, Lavov is called Echad V'Echad Mishrael V'Yishav Liros Rak Tovosam Shal Yisrael, and have a desire just to see the good. She'a Tov L'Chol Echad, be good for all of them. V'Chalila Lo Yeshum Ra L'Shum Ish Mishrael, there shouldn't be anything bad for any Jew. U'mamish Kemoshu Rotzeh Shalo Yiyye Tov Kain Yiratze Lishov Liros Zois V'Chavero V'Yat V'Yichemocha Mamish. Just like you only want good for yourself, so literally, you have to come a mamish, not like, oh, like I'll pretend as if just like a ki'ila would want good things for me, so ki'ila want good things for him as well. No, I really want good things for me. I should really want good things for him. Had told us Moshe, shekol shekin she'aydezem akushel lechol hatzadikim hashleimim lekolim mehamoy nafshos nisroel v'aydezem nichlam gam bohem. So it told us that you become attached to the tzadikim by doing such a thing. Ki kishi is ish yisrael oheves hatzadik. When a person loves the tzadik, mechamas kedusha hadukus b'shabo, because the holiness in him. Mechamas aprishus va'avoda haniflashlo, because of his separation from physical things and his amazing avoda. The osasha im ohavo be'emes, he really loves him. Zoche gam hu la'osa madregos, he also gets connected to those madregos. Ad kedekach gedola segula zu shel v'yahavta klamecha kamocha. That's how strong this powerful inyan is. A segula is like a spiritual shortcut, so you can be connected to that. And he ends off and says, "V'gam be'etzem inyana his kashrus l'tzadik, attaching oneself to a tzadik." Kasher ben l'kuti maharan, she says, "Kashrus l'tzadik hu la'av l'tzadik." Attach yourself means to love the tzadik. Shov es tzadik ahava shlema, complete love. K'mo shekosuv v'nafsho k'shur v'nafsho, his soul was bound up with his. V'taguma chaviv le k'nafshe, he was so chav, so precious to him, like his own soul. Harelanu she kesher hu ahava, the attachment is through love. The ikah his kashus letzadik who laov is had tevekus sheish letzadik Hashem is borach kol yomav bechor ketira bechad ketira. What we're loving about is the fact they're connected to Hashem. Laavov is godol hakadusha v'aprishus letzadik v'chol hevel gishum me olam hazeh. They've gotten away from all the foolishness and all the vanities of this world. Lehov es habehirus shel haemuna v'akadusha shel letzadik Hashem is borach b'toros of tzadikim. The clarity of emuna the tzadik has. Oz is kaimbo, we fulfill it, says, Mechuba l'tohor m'tohor, mamish. When you become attached to something that's tohor, you become tohor. Kiyo shekoa, sheko gudol ava social tzadik, memele daito mizbaletes, mechles bedas tzadik. Right? So we see from here the amazing thing that's attached, when we attach ourselves to every Jew in general, to the tzadikim in particular, and agav, the ending off, maybe Hashitim Shel Divrei Tzoldos Nira. You see, Sha'avas Yisrael, loving a fellow Jew, this Kashrus Tzadikim and attaching himself to Tzadikim, Tuluyim Zeh V'Zeh. One is interdependent on the other. So, an amazing idea to think about as we begin davening Shachris. Shkoyach.